with probably the most famous pasuk, kemat, in the Megillah. V'nahapoichu, asher yishlotu hayehudim hema b'soneihem. And this really is the theme, one of the themes of Purim, is that everything is v'nahapoichu, everything, that's the whole idea of masks, and everything got flipped. Right? That's the Yom Tov of Purim, is the Yom Tov of everything being flipped. But if you look in the Zemer of the Shoshanas Yankif, the famous Zemer of Purim, which is really Mevusas on the Gemara, it's everything also is blessed and cursed, right? We don't have that by other Pesach. We don't say, "Oh, power, Baruch Moshe," right? Contrast. We're not busy with the contrast. Purim is a contrast. That's the Yisoid. Chai v'nishlof sumei b'puy adalo yada. Beino ohom. Shoshanas Yankiv is again. Baruch Mordechai, or Homon. Brucha Esther. Arur Zeresh. That's the ganze theme. So, the Gaon is oimed on a very interesting nekuda, the Vilna Gaon. Deres Aliyo. Very, very interesting nekuda. And that is, what is blessed and what's cursed? That's obviously what we're trying to bring out here. Contrast between blessings and cursed. So the Gaon makes a very interesting observation. The Gaon's observation is that Be'etzem, right, you wouldn't pick Mordechai as the most blessed guy. Blessed meaning that everything went great for him. Right? And you definitely also would not pick Haman as the most cursed guy. Right? Think about it. The Mordechai's life, it was during the Chum, had tremendous challenges. His daughter got taken away, or his wife got taken away, or both. It wasn't simple. He didn't have a simple life. Right? Baruch Hashem, things worked out. Baruch Hashem. Haman. Al Tivoretz. Mishlo Melech, from the Sori Mother Yoforas. Tremendous, wealthy guy. Right? And Echonami, the end didn't... the end wasn't... He ended up just hanging around. Right? Didn't end up that great. But the Gaon in no way is trying to say that Haman is ganz geschmack. He's just saying, you wouldn't pick him as the Spitz cursed guy. If you want to look for the ultimate cursed guy, you could find other candidates that would fit that you would think would fit the description of cursed better. Zeresh is the same thing. Zeresh is the most cursed lady. I mean, she probably even had a pretty good life insurance policy. But she is most cursed like this. What's up, shot in them? Zok the Gaon. Baruch Hu, this is the Gaon. Sheyitochen, it's on a person, that's possible. Sheovu al of tkufa is koshes. Vihigia basoif el atoifa. Vihahepoch hu etzel ha'or, says the Gaon. The cursed one is the opposite. He could have a lot of good things. Sheyir lo ishonim aruchois v'oisha. Ach basoif ema. And the Gaon says, that's Take, Haman and Mordechai. Mamish does talk to him. He was the most mutzlachtika person, Haman. But the end doesn't give in. How do we understand this idea? The Gaon's asking a good kasha. And he seems to be basically saying, so from here we see it's not what we would think. We would think a blessed person is somebody who most of their life went well. And a cursed person is somebody who most of their life went poorly. And yes, if a person had a bad life, then he had something good. That's a blessing. The cursed person got a blessing. And if a person whose life was Gan's fine. He had a very blessed life, and then something bad happened at the end. So you would say, okay, that's a blessed person who had a shtickle, cursed tkufa. But it's not like that. All's good, which is ends good. Why? Why is that? Who cares? Right? Lamashal, if a person lived for 60 years, and 59 and a half years were gavaldik, and then they had a half a year, they had a bad year. The other guy, also 60 years, 59 and a half years was shreklach. The last half a year, things, Baruch Hashem, loosened up. So you say, he's cursed and he's blessed? I wouldn't have said that. Which is really the kasha. Why are we picking Haman as the most cursed guy? Why? Well, mechtezen. And lefach, why are we picking Mordechai as the most blessed guy? So you can give a ruchni a stick of teretz. You can give all the... But this is... The Gaon is telling us that cursed and blessed doesn't matter. That's how things end up. Why? Hagufa kasha. Saying that's what we see from here. So the question really is different, I think. I think what the Gaon is explaining to us is that it's not the question what ended. It's not the question. The question is what one does with their blessings and what one does with their challenges. That's really what I hold is the depth behind this Vilna Gaon. It's not a question. Stam, whatever happened. However, what happened at the end, that's the... It's not what happened. It's what evolved. That's the difference. So now we'll take a step back and we'll understand better, I think. There's another famous Vilna Gaon. Famous Vilna Gaon. The Gaon is explaining Mamore Chazal, why is it that Vahoya is a Lashon of Simcha and Vayehi is a Lashon Sar. It's a famous Gaon. So the Gaon asked this question. Why is Vahoya Lashon Simcha? Why? They're very similar words. Right? Very similar words. But somehow, Vahoya is a Lashon Simcha, and Vahi is a Lashon Sar. There's a lot of interpretations. The Gaon gives Mamisha Kishmoy Keinu HaGaon Nishapshat. The Gaon says that what is the Shoresh of Vahoya? Hoya. So really, the word, I'm not talking about in meaning, but if you look at the binyan of the word, hoya really is what was. Right? When you say, when you hear the vav, you're talking about the future. Vihoya. Right? Yehi is what is the opposite of yehi. Yehi is what will be. Yehi oya. Right? When you take a vav, then it's going on what was. Takes the oval, takes the osid and makes it into oval. So the Gaon says like this, he says, the biggest simcha is when somebody learns from the past. When somebody takes what was, say, okay, now I learned something from that. And based on what I learned, I'm going to make some changes. So I'm going to take what was, and I'm going to get wise from it, right? And based on that, I'm going to map myself a future that takes into account what was. In English, they have that expression, right? That the definition of insanity is to do the same thing and assume there'll be a different answer. The definition, the chavtayu mechavet to the Vilna Gaon. Vilna Gaon doesn't say insanity. He says, the simcha, that's why he says, Vahoya is a lashon simcha. Because you're making changes based on, you're not allowing life to just go weiter. You're taking what was, you're learning from it, and you're making a new future. He says, the opposite is the yehi. Yehi is what will be. Right? Vayehi means you just take the future and push it backwards. You make like the future happened already. You don't take the future and make anything of it. You take the future and just cement it backwards. Nothing changes. That's a tzar. Ain't vayehi a loshon tzar. Mimele, if we take the Goyen's pshat, we can understand what the Goyen means over here as well. Right? When you have challenges, challenges are not necessarily a curse. If you take a challenge matzav and you make it into something, the challenge itself is a maile. The challenge ends up being a maile. The fact that you went through that challenge ends up being a maile. You grew from it. You elevated from it. I just was dealing with a woman at Grusha. She had a very hard time. She had a very hard time. Very hard time getting a get. She was a young lady, but she never married for a short time, and then she couldn't get a get. Well, I knew the girl before she got married. I knew the girl while she was married. I knew the girl after she got married. She's a new person. I would read her a shidduch tomorrow, which I never would have read to her when she was a single girl. She's a dahibin. She grew from the experience. So I told her, you should know, the marriage was a mila for you. That marriage, that fakrochen, the fashtunke, the marriage, was a mila. And for her, I've read her shidduchim. She knows I'm reading her quality people that I wouldn't have read her before. Because she's a different person. She said, shteigen. Right? So, Haman was given every blessing imaginable. What did he do with the blessings? V'chol zein enu shoveli. He took all of the blessings and he ate himself his kishkas up. Right? He ate all his kishkas up and that's how he evolved. What evolved from his blessing? A curse. Memelu, all of the blessings were a curse. The blessings themselves were a curse. There's nobody who has everything easy. Right? But if you take the challenges and you make something good from them, then everything is blessed. Even the challenge is a blessing. Mashenkin, if you have some challenging matzavim, even if you have a lot of challenging matzavim, and then from that comes Yeshuas, comes out that you're a blessed person. Because, you know, there's a famous Maral in Pirkei Avos. The Maral says, the Mishnah says, Ezo Osha Samech Bechelka. Right? Who's rich? Samech Bechelka. So many ask, why? He's a washer, a guy who has money. When the Mishul comes to my house, and he asked me, if Shadarov could give me his Ashirim, I don't give him a list of the Samech Bechelka. They don't want that. If I would tell a guy, okay, here's a list I have, here's every Samech Bechelka in my shul, a lot of them that don't have money. He doesn't have no interest in that. Give me your gevirim. Right? So the Maharal is a great vault. The Maharal says, what's the pshat? Ezer washer sounds like that's rich. That's the, you could say, that's also, you're wealthy in being happy. But the Mishnah sounds like, that's wealth, that's it. There is no other, forget about the money. Not only that, the Rishonim discussed already that somebody who has a lot of money is supposed to get some honor. I have an Nisayon, which I have to admit, I have to tell the Olam, I have an Nisayon, but I don't respect money. And I know I'm supposed to. You're supposed to give a little respect to money. I have a very big problem with it. I don't respect money. I know I'm supposed to. Lo yehei lo asher, Chazal say. V'nosi ba'amcha lo yisor, lo yehei lo asher. That's a Gemara B'Vasar, Mestam doesn't remember, right? There was some of the Tanarim, Chabdim es Hashirim. For sure, so they have to do something good with their money. But I have like almost a natural, because there's so many Hashirim that I see that don't use the money properly. I have like a natural, it's hard for me. It's a Nisoyan of mine to be Mechabed Hashirim. Mechabed Aniyim, no problem. Hashirim is very hard for me. So Lamaisa, an Osher is an Osher. So what does the Mishnah mean? So Maral says like this, he says. All the things in the Mishnah say Ezehu. It's saying, who is somebody that intrinsically, this is what they are. This is the person, right? So, money is not intrinsic to you. You can have it today, you can lose it tomorrow. So if somebody has money, they aren't b'cheftza wealthy, they have a lot of money. Right now, there is a lot of money in their bank account. So there's, but are they intrinsically an usher? No, tomorrow they could be an ani. What are you going to tell me? Tomorrow they're not the same person they were today? Same person without their money. So therefore, the money and them are not one. But somebody who's Sameach Bechelkei, their wealth is who they are. You can't separate it from them. Ezo Asher, who's a person that's intrinsically, that's Sameach Bechelkei. Kemen Zogin, a person who takes everything in life and makes positive from it, they're blessed because they can't get cursed. Because whatever you throw at them, they turn into a blessing. So they're intrinsically blessed. Mashenka, a cursed person, takes blessings into, you can't bless them. Because whatever you give them, that's the problem. That's the problem. And that's what Purim clarified. That was the Vinahapachu. Purim clarified to us that what a real Aur is and what's a real Baruch. And that's why Purim became, epitomized that level of emes. And it could be that that's the reason why there was a kimu v'kibulu. Why there was an ultimate kimu v'kibulu, because we came to this hakar of truth. Why punkt? Machmas, Rashi says in Shabbos, right? That Purim, we reached the level of kimu v'kibulu. The makabu, Rashi says, why? Why? Whatever it means. We makabu baratz in the Torah. Torah Shabbat Peh, whatever it means. There was a new Kabbalah Satara Purim. Why? So Rashi says, Chavivas Hanes, Simchas Hanes, Chavivas Hanes. We had many miracles. We had many miracles in history. We didn't all of a sudden make a new Kabbalah Satara. So I'm asking you an Aleph based question. Why? What was special about the Nes Purim that did that? But according to what I'm telling you, it's very good. We saw the truth of what the truth is. It wasn't just a miracle. We saw what Aur is and we saw what Baruch is, so we accepted to be a Baruch. We re-accepted the right thing. It wasn't just we got saved. We saw what's really Aur and we saw what's really Baruch. And then we accepted to be from the Bruchim. We have made a new Kimu V'Kimu. Okay.